Hi, I'm Dawn Zelay Abernathy, and you are listening to TV Confidential with host Ed Robertson.
Ed Robertson, welcoming you back to TV Confidential Radio, talk show about television that will shift gears this segment as we welcome actress and stunt woman Janisha Adams-Ginyard. If you follow the Marvel superheroes movies, you know Janisha, is it Nomble?
Nomble, yes.
Okay. You know Janisha as Nomble, one of the Dora Milaje in Black Panther, plus you have seen her in the Disney Plus series, The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, as well as such other movies and TV shows as True Blood, The Mindy Project, American Horror Story, 911, Godzilla, King of the Monsters, and Lovecraft Country. Janisha was recently nominated for an Emmy Award for Outstanding Stunt Performance for her work in Lovecraft Country. Not only that, this year is the first year that the Academy has created the category of Outstanding Stunt Performance. And while there are other women nominated for that Emmy Award as part of a team, Janisha is the only stunt woman to receive an Emmy nomination as an individual. There are not a lot of stunt women in the movie and TV industry, at least not compared to the number of stuntmen who are working in film and television. And I understand there are even fewer African-American stunt women. So Janisha's nomination is a watershed moment in many, many ways. Janisha Adams-Ginyard, welcome to TV Confidential.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to speak with you. Thank you very, very much.
And congratulations on your Emmy nomination.
Thank you. I'm so excited. Thank you.
I realize that when one embarks on a career, regardless of what we do for a living, no one sets out to be a pioneer. We all just try to do the best we can at what we do.
That said,
since the work of stunt people in movies and television often goes unsung, I imagine it has to feel good to be a pioneer, to be the first stunt woman to receive a nomination of her own.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. So, as you can see, I'm just really ecstatic. I'm still jaw-dropped. I think I'm, like, slowly starting to receive what happened, because when I first heard the news, I was on set working. I had no idea what was going on. My phone was ringing saying, congratulations, this is exciting. And I was like, what are they talking about? So I just feel like it's a huge reward for all of my hard work. I've been doing stunts almost a full 11 years, and I would have never thought that an Emmy nomination would, you know, be in my lap. So it feels really good. I'm very blessed and honored, because the persistence, the determination, the not letting no for an answer get in my way just has really been the foundation of me going on, keeping going, you know, not stopping, not giving up.
And this is something we'll talk about a little later on in our conversation. Janisha has been an athlete since she was 8 years old, so pretty much most of her life. And so that desire, that drive, that keeping your eyes on the prize, that picking yourself off the mat, so to speak, or off the track meet when you stumble and fall and keep going and pushing yourself to be the best you can every day, that's something that has been ingrained in you since you were very, very young.
Absolutely. Just being an athlete, you learn discipline, determination, exactly what you said, the whole not giving up spirit, the whole, like, I might fall, but I'm not going to stay down type of mentality, because it's all mindset. So, again, that carrying over into my stunt work, being the foundation of my athleticism, it's humbling and it's exciting, because, like you said, this is the first time stunt performers themselves are being recognized. You know, the Emmys had a stunt coordination category, but just to be able to highlight individuals or a team is a big step, because for so long people have been fighting for stunts to have a category at these award shows. So shout out to the Emmys for really making that happen.
shout out to the Emmys, and we're shouting out because we're very excited to be talking to Janisha Adams-Ginyard. Janisha, the first African-American stunt woman to receive an individual Emmy nomination in the brand new Emmy category of Outstanding Stunt Performance. Janisha received a nomination for her stunt work in the HBO series Lovecraft Country. Janisha is talking to us today from Georgia, where I understand there were thunderstorms earlier in the day. She is on location filming her latest project, an untitled Marvel production to be announced later on. The Emmy Awards will air Sunday, September 19th. I realize you're probably under an NDA, but what can you tell us about the project you're currently working on without fear of death?
It should be an amazing project. It should be absolutely amazing. I'm in Georgia. And you're correct, there were thunderstorms, and I actually was doing some wire work earlier.
Oh, my God.
Outside, and it was raining while I was on the wires, so.
Yes, no, you're undergoing electrical shock, I'm sure, was not part of your negotiated terms in your contract.
Yes.
Here's something fun I learned about you.
Okay.
All of us have had moments, whether we're watching a movie or whether we're watching a game, all of us have had moments where we're watching an actor or we're watching a guy strike out with the bases loaded, and we say to ourselves, I can do that, but very few of us actually do anything about that. I understand you had an I can do that moment that directly led you become a stunt woman.
Totally. Okay, so being a track and field athlete, on a collegiate level, I was track and field student athlete at UC Berkeley, Go Bears, Pac-10.
Mm-hmm.
And I shout them out because I bleed blue and gold.
Mm-hmm.
And I had all this running and track experience. I was watching a movie, and I saw this guy running very, very horribly. I'm telling you, he was running same arm, same leg. And if you can just picture that... Running same arm, same leg is very awkward. I honestly have no idea how he did it.
I know exactly what you're talking about because usually, yeah, because our arm doesn't always, our back arm doesn't always move the same as our front leg and back and forth. Yeah, okay, I get that now.
Okay. Proper, right? Proper running technique is opposite arm, opposite leg.
Yeah.
And I'm watching this guy in this movie, and then I see the credits. It's so many stunt credits. I'm like, I could totally do this. I've been running since I was a young child.
Mm-hmm.
If there's anything I can do, it's definitely run. And so it was actually then when I decided to make that transition, because before I actually entered the industry as an actress, because of my athletic background, I would do a lot of athlete roles, jock roles on commercials and print jobs and TV shows. But it was once I saw that guy, I made that transition into stunts. I did research to see what was required of stunt performers. I knew they needed to know, like, aerial awareness. So I immediately hired a private tumbling and gymnastics coach who taught me, you know, backhand springs, backflips, wall flips. We did trampoline. I picked up taekwondo because I knew when you're watching an action film, you're seeing these people do these amazing kicks. And taekwondo, through my research, was 80% kicks, 20% hand. So I really became a student of the sport. I did research, and then I took my butt to the gym consistently and religiously and trained. I would train before the gym opened with a private teacher, and then when it opened, I would stay an additional 2 to 3 hours and work on what I had just learned. So I was very determined and persistent.
And coming from your athletic background, where when most kids were playing with their cell phones or watching TV, you know, you are on the field 8 hours a day when you're 8, 9, 10 years old. So putting in the time every day, that's what you did. And so you applied that to your new career.
Totally. And I was a multi-winner. I was a hurdler and heptathlete. I was literally like a little Jackie Joyner Kersee.
Mm-hmm.
I would do field events and running events. And if you know anything about the heptathlon or decathletes and stuff like that, you're on the track for a long time. You're doing 7 events if you're a female doing heptathlon, 10 if you're a guy doing the decathlon. You're there all day, literally all day. So saying 8 hours, you're absolutely correct. It'd probably be longer than that some days.
On the line with us is Janisha Adams-Ginyard, the Emmy-nominated stuntwoman who you know from her work as an actress and stuntwoman in such movies and TV shows as Black Panther, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, Lovecraft Country, and the Grey's Anatomy spinoff Station 19. Janisha is the first African-American stuntwoman to receive an individual nomination in the new Emmy Award category of Outstanding Stunt Performance. The Emmy Awards air Sunday, September 19th on CBS.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
We are
the real Brady Bros.
Brady Brothers from the TV show Brady Bunch. I'm Barry Williams.
And I'm Christopher Knight.
I played Greg. And who were you again?
I played Peter. We've decided that we're going to do a podcast around episodes of The Brady Bunch. We're going to use it as a prism to look back to our experience doing the show and why The Brady Bunch is still popular.
Have a sunshine day.
We are the real Brady Bros.
You mentioned you went to Berkeley. I lived in Berkeley, you know, among many. I lived in many places in the Bay Area before it came down here.
I spent
3 years in Berkeley. Did you live on campus or did you live nearby or where did you live when you went to Berkeley?
Oh, wow. Okay, yes. Yay, Bay Area. So, my freshman year, I lived in the dorms. I lived in Norton Hall.
Uh-huh.
I was actually social VP of my dorm. and then from sophomore and junior year, I got a house with 3 other Berkeley students, and it was on Woolsey Avenue, right there on the corner where the smokehouse
mm-hmm.
was, which
mm-hmm.
is a really famous spot for their shake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I stayed there for 2 years, my sophomore and junior years. And then I moved to Concord, the East Bay, yay! And I stayed there for the remainder of the time. But yes, I was social VP of my dorm, Norton Hall, Unit 3.
I worked in Concord for a couple of years. I lived in Lafayette for a while. And as I said, I lived in a lot of places. But when I was in Berkeley, I was on Shattuck Avenue, not too far from campus. You know, I could.
I know Shattuck Avenue.
Yeah. Very, very, very happening, very, very cool place in a lot of ways.
Yes.
And Janisha Adams-Ginyard is very, very happening, very, very cool. Emmy-nominated stuntwoman, first African-American stuntwoman to receive an individual nomination in the new Emmy category of Outstanding Stunt Performance. Emmy Awards air Sunday, September 19th on CBS. You can follow Janisha on Instagram at HollywoodLadyJ. I probably shouldn't ask you this on the air, but is there anything, do you have limits as a stunt performer? Is there anything you will not do?
Oh my God, I actually do not mind you asking me that at all. I'm very, if there's anything people know about me, I'm very honest and blunt. And I will tell you, I am not a daredevil. I am a trained professional, so I have no problem saying no. And yes, there are certain things that I will not do. I will not do falls over 30 feet, and I will not do any type of motorcycle work. I was asked very early on in my career if I wanted to learn how to ride a motorcycle, if that was some interest of mine, and it was not, and it still is not. And I'm very happy with saying no. I think sometimes people have to realize the power is in saying no. Like, I know I'm not comfortable doing that. I know I don't want to do that. I know I have no interest in that, and I'm perfectly fine. So, yes, I will not do any falls over 30 feet, and I will not do any motorcycles.
I've had an opportunity to talk to at least one other stunt person on this program. And what I respect about what you guys do, guys and gals do, is the awareness of every ounce, every bone of your body, the awareness of how the body moves and how your body moves, and your ability to, you know, whether it's tumble, take a fall, whatever you have to do it in a way that you do not hurt yourself because you're aware of every ounce of your body.
Absolutely. Totally. And that comes in handy, too. Because let's just be honest. Out here, you know, on the sidewalks, the ground's uneven. You know, there's tree roots coming out. There has been so many times where I've tripped, but because of my coordination and my stunt experience, I will not hit the ground.
Yeah.
And if I hit the ground, I'm turning it into a very fancy roll where I'm not hurt.
Stunt work is basically choreography.
Yes.
Yet, and you just gave us a nice little example right there. But
totally. You'll see. Yes. Totally.
But I understand that sometimes you've been asked to perform a stunt without a script. How do you choreograph something without any sort of direction?
Yeah, because, you know, with a lot of the projects that I've been on, they're very high profile. Like you said, NDAs are given. And so you don't necessarily receive the script, so to speak. So when I'm given, you know, when I appear on set or speaking to the coordinator, they'll give you an idea of what's happening in the scene. You know, hey, you know, this character, they have a fight in the ditch. She's going to do a twist. She's gonna toss her over there. You're going to roll out. You're going to strike. You guys are going to fight. You know, things like that. So you get a little bit of what's happening as far as the fight itself, the choreography, the players that are involved. You know, is it one on two, two on two? Is it just one person fighting another person? So without having the script, just having that type of knowledge is still good because you're going to end up working out the choreography.
Are there times when, even if you're given a basic direction of, okay, Janisha throws a left hook and the other guy splats or something like that, are there occasions where you're given a basic direction, but you say, you know, what if we tried this? You know, can we do it this way? And they take that into consideration?
Oh, yes. That happens all the time. It's a lot of collaboration, too, believe it or not. The coordinator has an idea based on what the director has already given them through, you know, meetings and stuff. Like, hey, this is kind of what we want the scene to look like. And then you have your coordinator who will say, hey, that's doable. Or, hey, you know, what if we change it a little bit because that doesn't seem safe or that might not work for the camera angle. So there's a lot of collaboration, for sure. Totally.
Another aspect of collaboration in what you do, whether you do it for film or whether you do it for television, Janisha, is what you do as individual because you're the one who performs the stunt when the red light goes on. But at the same time, you're more often than not, you're doubling for somebody else. So you have to pay attention to the movement of the actor you're doubling for. And I'm just guessing if you're on a project where you're doubling for more than one person, and you gotta pay attention more than one person, that could be hard, or is it?
I think that depends on the person, but you're absolutely correct. I like to use the term extension of. Like, when I'm stunt doubling for an actress, I always consider myself an extension of that actress, an extension of what she has already created for that character. And like on Lovecraft Country, to use that as an example, Anjanue Ellis, who was the actress I was doubling, who's also nominated for an Emmy as Best Supporting Actress in a Drama Series, she was very supportive of my skills, and she had already established, you know, Hippolyta as being very strong and fierce. So when I came in to do movements for the fight, I was able to add to that. I made sure that, you know, when we're watching, when we're doing rehearsals and practice, you know, what's dominant for her? How does she stand? How does she walk? What does she lead with? Does she like to have her left in front or her right in front? You know, so I'm paying attention to details so that it's a very smooth transition to when I'm in costume and I'm on the set and I'm getting told action. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense. Let's see. We mentioned earlier you're working on a Marvel project right now that you cannot tell us too much about. Or do you have other projects in the works that you can talk about a little?
Oh, I actually have to be honest and say I cannot.
Okay. All right.
I was just like, am I able to say anything? And I was like, I'm absolutely able to say nothing.
Well, I tell you what, you're a lot of fun. You're a very, very interesting person, and you're a very upbeat, positive person. When you're able to talk, when you get other stuff coming up and you're able to talk about this, please come back and visit us again on TV Confidential.
Oh, I totally will. I'm really happy. This is great. You're like, you're so awesome. This is amazing. But it sucks, though. You know, it's like, you know, I'm working. I'm out here, you know, doing my craft, but I can't say anything about it. I can't say a word.
Well, I could just tell from your vocal inflections that whatever you're working on, it's got to be good because you're very excited to talk about it. Just the little you're hinting at it, you're very excited.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I'm very excited. I'm just very excited with how things are going. I'm really happy with the place I am in life right now, and I think it has a lot to do with my faith and trust and dependence on God. I'm very much Team Jesus, so I'm just really happy. And I think people don't realize it's okay to be happy.
It is okay to be happy, you know, because it is very okay to be happy. And we are happy for your Emmy nomination. Congratulations once again.
Thank you very much.
Janisha Adams-Ginyard is the first female and the first African-American stunt woman to receive an individual Emmy nomination in the brand new Emmy Awards category of Outstanding Stunt Performance. Janisha received her nomination for her stunt work in the HBO series Lovecraft Country. The Emmy Awards airs Sunday, September 19th on CBS. You can follow Janisha Adams-Ginyard on Instagram at Hollywood Lady J. When we come back, we will introduce you to the Reverend Steve Peters. In the world of popular culture, Steve is probably best known for an interview that he gave evangelist Tammy Faye Baker in 1985 that not only marked an iconic moment in the world of television, but marked the first time that Tammy Faye Baker gave an affirming interview to a gay man living with AIDS. That 25-minute interview not only changed Steve's life, but changed Tammy Faye Baker's life as well. We'll talk about that and more when we welcome Steve Peters here on TV Confidential. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.